I think as you get to the end of a week, sometimes the end of a week means, hey, we've survived, we've accomplished, you know, we've gotten the things done we need to get done. Sometimes the end of the week has brought a lot of surprises with us and things we weren't looking for. Maybe there's things that have arisen in your life this week that you weren't ready for. And maybe there's some fears and some anxieties. Maybe there's just some bad news. Maybe there's some things you're dealing with today as you're rounding out this week that just leave you feeling drained and maybe even hopeless. I want to give you a word and share a word with you from Psalm 55. Psalm 55 is one of the Psalms of David. We don't know for sure, but there's a lot of things that would indicate that David wrote this psalm at a time when his son Absalom had led a rebellion against David. This is one of the low moments in David's life. Try and imagine your own son trying to wrestle, which Absalom did, made his father David look bad, and wrestled the hearts of the people away from David, and literally took the kingdom away from his father. This eventually also led to Absalom's death, not by David's hand, but by one of the military leaders of David's men. So this is a low time in David's life. And speculation is that as he was writing Psalm 55, he was in the midst of all this turmoil as he is in exile from Jerusalem because Absalom has taken the throne away. So I'm just going to read some of these verses to you from Psalm 55. In verse 2, it says, attend to me and answer me. And he's seeking God. Verse 1 says, listen to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my supplication. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt in your heart like it just seems like so many things, especially things that just bring you to such a low point, and you feel so hopeless and discouraged, and you feel like, how did I get to this place? How could this have happened to me? How did this happen? And you can't see with your natural eyes and your natural mind. You can't conceive of how this can be turned around. You can't even begin to conceive on how this could work out to victory. This is the low moment that we hear in David's voice as he says, listen to my prayer. Oh God, hide not yourself from my supplication. Ever felt that way? God, hear me. Please hear me. I have nowhere else to go. The good news is Jesus always hears us. But we can empathize with how David feels at this moment. He goes on to say, attend to me and answer me. I'm restless and distraught in my complaint and must moan. In the King James, he says, and must make noise. David is at a place. Can you relate to this? If not now, we've all been there. Can you relate to a time when you have been so low, so discouraged, so overwhelmed, so overwrought by the circumstances of life, that you're restless, you're distraught? You must make noise. There's just a moaning that comes out of the depths of your soul and the hurt and the overwhelming discouragement. This is where David's at. In verse 3, he says, and I'm distracted at the noise of the enemy because of the oppression and the threats of the wicked. For they could cast my trouble upon me, and in wrath they persecute me. David is listening. Here's the key. David is listening and hearing the noises of the world. And those noises are distracting him. That's why you can hear David feeling as distraught. One of the great things you see about David, as you read through the Psalms, one of the great characteristics that we see about David is David is like us. And when life seems to deal us a hard hand, and there's a hard blow that comes against us and strikes us and knocks us down, and we feel calamity, David feels those things. And you can see many times, you can hear in David's Psalms, you can hear in the words, you can almost hear his voice and the desperation and the loneliness in his voice. But the great thing about David is sometimes even in that very same psalm, he will go from that low point, that desperation, and he'll turn things around and you can hear his words of faith. And as he speaks those words of faith, you can hear that faith rising up inside of him. And if it's not in that psalm, you'll see in the very next psalm, there will be a psalm of encouragement. So David goes through all of those lows that we go. But one of the great characteristics that we see in David is David is always able to rally himself in the Lord, not in his strength, in the Lord. Well, here in verse number 3 of Psalm 55, we see David, and he says, I'm distracted at the noise of the enemy. The reason that David is so low, and the reason that we can get so desperate when things come up or arise in our lives, is because we're being distracted by the noise of the world. David admits that he's being distracted by the noise of the enemy. He's being distracted. In other words, his focus has been removed. His eyes and his vision have been taken off the Lord, whom he trusts entirely. His vision and his eyesight is off the Lord and turned, because he's distracted by the noise of the enemy, his attention is turned towards the distractions, towards the noise. As we're going through life, the enemy always has noise. He always has distractions. He always has things that come up. He will do things. He will make noises to distract you, just like he did David, to take your eyes off of the promises of Jesus Christ and the encouragement. Now, again, we learn from David. David, at those low points, still always was able to remind himself of the promises and the faithfulness of God, and to turn his attention away from the circumstances and right back to God, speaking words of faith that rallied him. We see this consistently. And that is such a great lesson for us today. Listen, if you're feeling distraught over a situation, if you're feeling total distress because of circumstances that are right now facing you in this life, those things are just noise. It's just a distraction. It's just the noise of this natural world. This natural world is not the ultimate final truth. The final truth, the greater reality, is the promises of Jesus Christ and the promises of the Word. And we've got better promises than David did. And yet David was able to diligently make the determination and the decision to turn away from the distracting noises of the world and to turn his attention right back where it always had to be. And this is why David was a man after God's own heart, because he always diligently made the decision to look and put his heart back on God and put his trust totally and ultimately in God. If there are circumstances in your life that are speaking something contrary to the promises of God, if your body is telling you that you're sick, those symptoms, which are real, those symptoms are distracting you from the ultimate truth, the final truth, the greater truth, which is that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And so that sickness is distracting you, is making sounds or making a noise to distract you away from the promises of Jesus Christ. If your bank account tells you, I don't have enough money to get through the rest of this month, I have no idea how I'm going to be able to survive. I don't know how I'm going to feed my family. I don't know how I'll get through. Well, this month is almost done. But if you're looking and saying that, you know, I don't know how I'll get through the rest of this year or next month, those are noises and distractions. Those are the noises and distractions of the enemy. And those are noises that are intended to take your focus off of the promises of God so that you're looking at the natural things. These are the kinds of things, whatever it is that is making a noise in your life that is distracting you, understand and realize as David did. David said in the Amplified Bible, and I am distracted. David is realizing, wait a minute. I'm being distracted by the noises of the enemy because of the oppression and the threats of the wicked. For they would cast trouble upon me. In wrath, they persecute me. Verse 4, he goes on to say, my heart is grievously pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling have come upon me. Horror and fright overwhelm me. Because David was being distracted by those noises of the enemy, being distracted by those circumstances of life, and he acknowledged, I'm being distracted. Because of that, he was, and you can read these words again. If you can imagine that this is David at a time, and we can imagine this, that this is David at a time when his own son has betrayed him and wrestled his kingdom from him, driving him from Jerusalem, you can understand why his heart is grievously pained. Ever been grievously pained in life? Grievously pained because of the circumstances, that's where David's at. terror has fallen on him, so much so that he says, fear and trembling. David is actually at the place, such a low point in his life. He's actually trembling. His body is shaking as a result of the lowness of his soul and the desperation of his heart. It's overwhelmed him. Now, I'm going to skip ahead. He goes on in verses number 13 and 14, also in verse number 12. For it is not an enemy who reproaches or taunts me that I might bear it, nor is it one who has hated me, who insolently vaunts himself against me. Then I might hide from him. But it was you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We had sweet fellowship together and used to walk to the house of God in company. This is why they speculate that David's talking about that this psalm is written at a time when Absalom, his son, has come against him. And if it wasn't Absalom, it's clear this is somebody who is a close, intimate, personal friend of David. This is the betrayal that he feels. This is the desperation. If I can't trust my son, or if I can't trust whomever this person is, if I can't trust my own flesh and blood, and some that I have put my total confidence in, who can I trust? And this is why David feels so low and so desperate. And it's in this time of desperation that you can see that hopelessness. Look, whatever you're feeling or experiencing today, if you feel lowness of heart, if you feel desperation, if some of these emotions that you can hear being expressed by David, if those sound like you, if you're being distracted from the promises of Jesus Christ and being distracted from His truth and His word because of the noises of the enemy in your life, and you feel this kind of desperation, we can learn from David. Because here's how David concludes. In verses number 16 and 17, he says, as for me, see, here again we see David turning things around. Look at how low David was, to the point of shaking in his body. And yet he makes the decision, and here we see that decision being made. He just got done saying how deep his hurt was because of the one who's betrayed him. But he says, as for me, I will call upon the Lord. Here's my decision. I know, I hear the noises, and I understand that I'm being distracted by the enemy. I know the way things look. Because if David is being exiled from Jerusalem, that's as low as he's going to get. And yet, even as he's walking away in exile, he's making the decision in his mind. Even though it looks hopeless and it looks as though this is a lost cause. And that's the way he feels because his body is shaking. But even in that appearance of the lost cause, and even that his body is shaking, literally shaking, because of the circumstances that the ordeal that he is in, he still makes the decision of his mind to say, as for me, I will call upon God and the Lord will save me. He has no evidence that the circumstances are going to change. He is still walking in the lowness, at the low point of these circumstances. And yet he makes the decision of his mind that I will call upon the Lord and the Lord will save me. In verse number 17, he says, evening and morning and at noon, I will utter my complaint and moan and sigh, and he will hear my voice. He has redeemed my life in peace from the battle that was against me. He's already considering that battle to be done. He's in the midst of it, but he's looking ahead and seeing that in Jesus, in God, his Father, it is done. So that none came near me, for there are many who strove with me. And as we go down to verse number 22, he says, cast your burdens on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. And he will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Whew. Look at the turn in David. He went from that lowness, that desperation, that moment of absolute desperation, to the point where by the end of this psalm, we see David himself saying, I have cast my burden upon the Lord. I've released the weight of it. Now, we just heard by his own words the depth of that weight and how much that weight had brought him low. We just heard how he was body trembling because of what he's experiencing. And yet he casts all of that. He made the decision and he cast all of that burden upon the Lord, releasing the weight. Now think about that. Releasing the weight. Think about the weight that you're carrying today. And he, the Lord, sustained me. He will never allow the righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. He never will. David knew the faithfulness of God. And he put his trust in God, even at that moment, even before he saw any evidence. That weight was still gone. Now, here's the challenge that we have, and here's what I want us to think about. Whatever burden you might be carrying today, whatever is bringing you to the place in your life where you feel low, you feel so low in your soul because of the circumstances, and maybe you feel desperate, and maybe everything in the world is whispering and telling you that the word isn't working because the circumstances don't appear, doesn't show. There's no appearance of the word working, and so the world, which is the enemy, the world itself is telling you, is distracting you away from his promises. And maybe the appearances appear. Maybe the circumstances look so bad that you are brought so low that you are like David, where your body is physically shaking because of it. Follow the example of David, because again, you've got better promises than David. And David made the decision at that low moment. David made the decision. Made the decision, not based on feelings. We can see how he feels. He feels desperate and low. He makes the decision not based on feelings, but based on faith and based on his knowing God. He makes the decision, I will call upon the Lord and the Lord will save me. And as he called upon the Lord, as he turned to the Lord, as he turned away from all those noises that distracted him, as he made that turn, as he cast all of that on the Lord, said, it's yours. I trust you. I make the decision to call on you and you will save me. All, listen to this, releasing that weight of it, all of the burden, all of that weight of the burden that you're carrying today, all of that weight today, you might not see any difference, but still the weight of that burden that you're carrying today can be released. It can be off of your shoulders. And it comes by making the decision just as David did. Making the decision because he knows and you should know also. The Lord, you are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So as David says this, the Lord will never allow the righteous, that's you, to be made to slip, fall, or fail. You will not fail. That's Psalm 55. Draw encouragement from Psalm 55 today. Look, I got encouraged just reading it myself. Be encouraged today. Make the same decision that David did.